from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
John Sally.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Right,
I needed that.
It's the day after the day. About a day ago, Klay Thompson made it clear he's going to the Dallas Mavericks. I always feel like, Guru, sometimes when there's a really big story, sports story, or even news story, it takes a day to sink in.
Yeah.
And yesterday, we just found out the news and reacted. But today, it kind of feels like, okay. It's really time to talk about Klay Thompson, his 13-year career, what he meant, what it means that he's not here anymore, and where the Warriors are at. And it hits you every once in a while. Klay Thompson's not going to be a Warrior next year.
Yeah, and you're not on Twitter, Stoney, but I sent out a picture of you, myself, and Chris Townsend and Klay Thompson at the 2018 parade. And we had the chance to talk to Klay. He had the captain hat on and the glasses. Thank you, Evan. And it's just a time to reflect. But I'll tell you what, we're a Warrior family, Dub Nation, but I still feel how I feel when the news broke yesterday, Stoney. Some people out there are trying to paint Klay Thompson is, he's selfish. They offered him 2 years at 24. But the more I think about our family in this team, Stoney, you said it yesterday and it hit me in the cardiac. So Klay Thompson had to watch Wiggins get paid. Jordan Poole get paid. Wiggins got 4 years. And then Draymond Green get his 4-4 hundo after the shenanigans. And to me, it just doesn't sit well that not only is Klay gone from the Bay, things happen. I just can't let go. I'm like Van Gundy on Zoe Morning's ankle. And maybe you can help me out, Stoney. It just doesn't sit well with me. And I'm a fan that the bottle stopped spinning for Klay and he was the odd man out. I guess maybe more days will go by, but that's what bothers me. Why was Klay the guy where it was like, you know what? We're going to give you two when we gave everybody else, one guy who's not even here, and a guy that hijacked 2 seasons, 4 years, it don't sit well with me.
I mean, circumstances changed, and Klay got hosed by the circumstances. Mm. There's no doubt about it, and you're right, it was 2 or 3 years in the making. The Warriors won a title, they paid Wiggins and Poole. The following year, they ran it back, they paid Draymond Green. Then they came to Klay Thompson after Draymond Green and said, we'll give you 2 for $48. And at that point, he said, no. Goes through the season, has a tough season, has to go to the bench, doesn't feel appreciated, not a lot of communication between the Warriors and Klay Thompson. And then I think the final insult, whether it was a good move or not, I think the Warriors said, hey, Klay, we'll take care of you, but you got to wait. And the one word I keep hearing is Klay Thompson felt like the Warriors were disingenuous about wanting him back. And I actually agree with him on that point. I do not think the Warriors wanted him back at a certain number. And that number may have been lower than we even think.
Do you think they're relieved on this day that he's no longer a Warrior and he turned down that 2 for $48? If what you just said is true, Stoney, how they can't say it publicly, but I got to believe they're like, thank God he didn't sign that 2 for $48.
Well, I mean, they've gone through that before. They went through it with Harrison Barnes. They offered him 4 years and 64.
Oh,
he turned it down, and it turned out to be
a blessing.
A blessing because they went and got Kevin Durant.
You know who I am.
I have no doubt that Klay felt disrespected, and that's why he's in Dallas right now. And I get that people are going to say, how would a guy feel disrespected who was given 2 for $48 and turned it down? But I'm just telling you, I could see how Klay Thompson felt disrespected, knowing Klay Thompson as well as we know him and as well as we've gotten to know him over 13 years.
And you know what I've learned doing radio with you for the last 6 years, Stoney, and just being in this business, I cannot compare what we do to professional athletes and the money and the chicken they're getting paid. But you and I talk, you and I have contracts. And a lot of times, what's the old adage? You know, you don't tell people what you got going, but I feel like not I owe you something, but you're my radio family, my spouse. And I share things because I want to, and I feel better about it because I feel the H word, honest, as crazy as that may sound. So, Stoney, I say all that to say is, I mean, do you think different of me that if I were Klay Thompson, I would have felt slighted about that 2-year offer? Forget the annual, just the 2 years. Like, I understand that's where it started. That's where that's where the embryo, the seed was planted. So I get Klay. And there are a lot of people on Twitter and in the national media saying he's selfish. He only cares about himself. And he tricked off that 2 for $48. But I would just tell everybody, just kind of hit the rewind button on the remote. And when you do that and see where this thing started, you kind of can understand how Klay was not only dealing with trying to fight back physically, but mentally watching guys get the bag that have done lesser, you know, to help this team win 4 rings. I feel them.
Well, there's I don't think there's just one reason. I think there's a lot of reasons. And I think one reason he ended up in Dallas, and this might be a slap in the face to Warrior fans, but he wants to win another title. And I think he knew he couldn't do it here. I really do. I think he's going to be a great fit in Dallas. I mean, I know everybody says, well, they got ball pounders. Well, they also have a guy who can get the ball into the middle of the paint, kick it out, and Klay's going to get a lot of open shots. So I don't blame either side. It takes two sides for this to happen. I'm just saying I can totally see how Klay felt disrespected, and I can also totally see how the circumstances conspired against Klay Thompson and put him in a position that just was different than Draymond, than Poole, than Andrew Wiggins. And that part's not fair, but neither was his injury that cost him 2 years.
No doubt. And I was talking to Evan this morning after waking up, Stoney, to Anthony Slater's piece in The Athletic about the last 5 years in regard to Klay Thompson. And I've been barking, yelling from the top of the, you know, buildings, hey, Steph, Dre, get involved, use your power. And in that story, Klay Thompson told Steph Curry, I don't want you to have to, you know, use your muscle. The team is going to show me if they want me around. And I thought about that like, man, Stoney, here I am, pro, get all the help you can, had the big dogs go speak to whomever, you know. But maybe Klay should have had that dinner with Lake up like Draymond had that culminated in a 4-year, $100 million deal. I wonder if Klay, if he wanted that, or if he had that, would things be different? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, I guess, but I do wonder, because it worked out for Draymond, right?
But they weren't going to give him that, clearly. Mm. They weren't going to give him what he wanted. And what he wanted may have been too much from the Warriors. And it's just, you know, it's too bad that Clay's the one that leaves. And that's it for the big three. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the question is simple. How do you feel a day after that Klay Thompson is going to the Dallas Mavericks? Klay Thompson's been here 13 years, some unbelievable memories, four titles. How do you feel? Are you upset at either party? I mean, I also realize that this time was coming. Maybe fans didn't want it for another year or two, but we all knew this day was coming where they would lose one member of the big three. And it's Klay, and it's now, and it marks a change and a transition of where this team was and where it's going. And how you feeling, Warrior fans? Do you think you can be a better team next year than you were last year? Obviously, the summer and free agency's not over, but right now, the Warriors have lost Klay Thompson. They lost their backup point guard, Chris Paul, and they're going to use Pajemski and Moody probably at two, and they're going to use DeAnthony Melton in their backcourt. Is there a chance that team could be better than last year's team? I think it's possible. It all depends on how good or how much the young guys improve, how much Melton can give them, how much Draymond and Steph have left in the tank. We'll see. But there's absolutely no doubt that the Warriors, if you didn't think they were in transition, now you know they are.
Yeah, and, you know, the weekend was real big for me because I felt like when they lost the finals and blew the 3-1 lead to Cleveland and they got Durant the next year, that was the best deodorant to that pain, right? And I was thinking, okay, if you lose Klay Thompson and you land a guy like a Paul George, you got action. And by all accounts, yesterday, I was on The Athletic, and I think, I'm paraphrasing from Kawakami, it looked like the Warriors used every part of their team and resources to try to land Paul George. But Ramona Shelbourne this morning, Stani, comes out and says the Warriors never offered Kuminga in a package to the Clippers, which now makes me think it makes more sense if I were the Clippers. I'm like, they don't want Jonathan Kuminga, but the Warriors, to me, didn't go all in, and they coveted keeping Kuminga, and that's their prerogative. But damn, Stani, I thought when they had their sights on Paul George, the Warriors were going to give a portfolio or proposal that included Wiggins, one that included Kuminga. So a day after, or this morning, finding out that Kuminga wasn't included, I'm like, now they're going to go down that right with Melton, and it looks like Pods and the young guys in Moody taking the next step. I don't know.
Well, that's, to me, I look at everything Dunleavy said, Mike Dunleavy, and the one thing he said, patience. Patience, patience, patience. We're no rush, we're not desperate. And that clearly was the case. If they did not offer Kuminga, they felt like moving Kuminga would be a bad move, even if it brought Paul George in here. So if Kuminga wasn't part of that deal, it tells me that they were still patient and they're not just going to make a move to make a move. And if Kuminga was the sticking point, I get it. I realize some people still might have made that deal.
What if you're Curry and Dre, how you feeling? Because all accounts, they were all in on this move.
At some point,
you got to do what you've been talking about.
At some point, you got to stop thinking that those guys run the franchise. Mm. I mean, with all due respect to Draymond Green, he's not Steph Curry in terms of his influence. And if he is, shame on the organization. Mm. But if Steph Curry and Draymond Green want you to trade Jonathan Kuminga, I mean, do you really owe it to him to trade Jonathan Kuminga just because it's what they want? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think it is, to me, the next relevant question is, where's Steph Curry at?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.